The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at Coins in the Kingdom. That is at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. And we're at the Wyndham Hotel. You can go to coinsinthekingdom.com to learn more about the event, get a list of speakers and who is speaking and when tomorrow. If you are anywhere in the southeast, this might be worth a trip out. It's only $60 to get you in here. And then the whole crew is, or many of the folks who are attending will be going out to Disney World on Monday. Now, obviously, that's going to cost you extra if you're going to Disney World, because you can't, I don't think you can get into Disney World for $60. But you can get into this event for $60, and you meet all kinds of interesting people. It's a Bitcoin party, as is being described. There are actually kids here, which is sort of makes this an unusual Bitcoin event, at least compared to a couple other events that Mark, you and I have attended in the Bitcoin universe.
Yeah.
It's a pretty special event.
Yeah, it is. It's relaxed. People are, you know, in shorts and T-shirts and polo shirts and things like that. The kids are, you know, they've got events, and it's been really great.
Yeah, right now there is music coming from somewhere. Yep.
They're playing music. They're doing poker.
Drinks being served. Poker is being played. It is, you know, party time here at the Bitcoin event, coinsinthekingdom.com. We've got interesting people we've been meeting all day long. I've been running the Free State Project, or one of the folks running the Free State Project booth, getting folks signing up for said Free State Project, and that's been going very, very well. People in the Bitcoin community, many of them really appreciate the ideas of freedom. And our next guest here that we have on our third microphone is Sean Wilkinson. He dropped by the booth earlier today. So, Sean, were you aware of the Free State Project prior to coming to Coins in the Kingdom?
I learned a little bit more about it yesterday when I met someone who was involved with it. I've heard of it briefly. Very briefly before, but I've been learning a little bit more about it, and it definitely seems pretty interesting.
It's an unusual concept, and as Jeffrey Tucker was explaining in the last hour, it's working. People who love liberty are actually moving together, and they're doing things to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And there's a lot of Bitcoin use within the Free State Project community. Now, Sean, I've got your business card here. You are one of the folks, the founder and lead developer behind Storge, Storj.io is the website, decentralized cloud storage. In the liberty movement, people love decentralization. The more that we can get away from the centralized state, you know, the better off we are. Like, we like the idea of secession, many of us in the liberty movement, and decentralizing storage. Why is that valuable?
It's valuable because of the freedom of information. So
who doesn't like that, except for the government?
Except for the government. So nowadays, everyone uses email and video chats and Skype and Dropbox and Google Drive and all these services to store their information, mm-hmm. via their documents, their photos, their movies.
Store something, and it's on the cloud, as it's called, not on your hard drive. If your hard drive fails, it's probably still on the cloud. So, you know, it helps keep data more safe.
Right.
It's a good idea.
And that's great in premise, mm-hmm. in terms of the service it offers. But there's several problems with that. We're very acutely aware of things like Prism that allows the government backdoor access to those services like Dropbox and Google Drive. So if they want to take a look through the information, they can without any kind of warrant. More commonly, just simple data breaches. You look at the iCloud hack and some of the other hacks that have happened in recent months where... Mm-hmm. Millions of people's files are exposed, and
the people were exposed.
Yeah, people as well. You have many different names for that.
Naked. That's the naked.
Call it. Also known as the faffening.
The faffening.
That's
the best, most clever name.
So you imagine how, you know, some of those people might feel, have your personal data on there, where you think you're the only one who has access to that. And then someone breaks in and exposes that information, sells it, blackmails you. And it couldn't even be at that point. It could be 5 years down the road. You stored some information on the cloud some legal document or some photo that's private to you, and someone now has access to that because it's not a private system. It's not a secure system. So we're all about building a system where the users, through encryption and cryptography, they're the only ones who have access to that information. So
one thing that really worries me about, just thinking about it is when you're in business, you have a lot of sort of internal documents that may have financials on them and things like that. And I'm pretty sure that anybody that, does your online storage for you would be happy to turn that information over to the government if that's what they ask for. And once the IRS just has a whole bunch of information, you can never square everything. So, right. I mean, like, you know, any IRS form that you fill out is an approximation of what's going on at any given right. time in your business. So if you're the most vigilant of filling out their information, you're still always wrong.
Right.
And even if you do happen to be perfectly on, on with your numbers, this piece of paper may show something that, looks different.
Right.
And I just don't want them to have that kind of information. I don't want to be able to, provide them with all my financials.
Right. I mean, any information you can take out of context and
right.
spin it in a different way. So you could have a particular file that's good and well, and then 5 years later I can spin this in some particular way to say you did something illegal when what you did was not that difficult, yep. what anyone else would do.
If the IRS comes after you for some kind of financials, you'll wish it was just some picture of you coming out of the pool skinny dipping that went on the internet.
Right.
Because this is so much worse.
Right.
So I've heard about these decentralized file storage solutions previously, or at least there's one. It's not coming to mind, whatever it was. It was some sort of free thing I could install, and I never really got around to getting to it. Storage.io, what makes you stand out from whatever else is out there?
So there's two component parts to our service. So there's Metadisk, which is our kind of Dropbox, Google Drive replacement, where yep. people can store their files on this piece of software, and only you control the passwords and the keys associated with that. So anyone who gets access to those files or those servers, it's just a jumble of data. They can't access it. They can't use that or read that without your keys,
your
passwords. So no, I cannot. I have no access to that. So that's encrypted and protected on your computer.
Only me with my private key can
read
it. Storage is just storing jumbles.
Is this using blockchain technology? Is it using the Bitcoin network? What's
right.
The
it uses the Bitcoin technology to kind of keep track of those files and where they are on the network. And we also use it as a mechanism. So the other portion is you can take your extra hard drive space and you can sell it to the network, and someone on
really?
The other side of that can store their files on it and pay you for it.
You could make money with this?
Yeah, so one of the things when we were doing research on the storage project, we realized how much these services overcharge for storage space. So you take a look at Dropbox, huge billion-dollar company. All they do is provide a front end for Amazon S3. So Amazon S3 does all the storage space for them,
wow.
and they just overcharge
it by
10x.
Yeah.
And just take a profit on that. And so you look at some of these numbers, you can get a 2 terabyte hard drive for $60 in like Best Buy. And if you look at like Amazon Cloud's pricing, you could get about like $1,000 a month off that $60 drive just by plugging it and selling it at those prices. You just have to rely on some kind of software and some kind of network to manage that, and that's what we're building.
Wow, that's exciting. So in theory, then, if you offer some of your own hard drive space up for sale, you would be able to cover your own costs for using the...
Exactly,
okay.
exactly. So you can either buy the service directly. You can
right
sell
on.
Your extra hard drive space, and then use
that hard drive space is just sitting there.
Yeah.
Why not sell it?
Right.
And it's encrypted, so you have all the advantages of having your stuff on the cloud.
Well, right. So if somebody's storing some naughty thing, you don't know it, right? Like if they're storing something that they're not supposed to legally be storing, you wouldn't know, and you wouldn't be liable because it's just some sort of
very true. So
data.
In terms of that, we take the file. We encrypt it and then split it into several chunks.
So you don't even have a whole file
right.
if you're selling out your hard drive.
And we're building it in such a way that even if you look at that chunk, you have no idea what's in there. It's a locked black box.
Sometimes my computer's offline. What if somebody's storing their, there's stuff on my computer, and I happen to be, you know, folded it up and out for a picnic.
So essentially, the network checks that periodically. So we have multiple copies in the network, and so if someone turns off their computer, we'll say, oh, that's gone, let's just put another one of those copies over here.
Sean, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. It's storage, storj.io. I'm excited about that. I'm going to check it out. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live from Coins in the Kingdom.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth. For 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Coins in the Kingdom. It is the first ever Bitcoin event that is happening at Disney World. It is described as a Bitcoin party. It's got that kind of convention feel to it. Like right now, there's the, you know, the hotel guy with the wine and beer and cash bar situation. Folks are playing poker, which is, that's a first. I haven't, you know, I've been to a couple Bitcoin events. Mark, you've been to one that I've not been to, the Miami thing. And
that's true.
Anybody
I've also been, I was at the one in New York, too.
Any ever done, ever seen a poker game at any of those events?
Nope.
Okay, so this is more fun than the standard Bitcoin convention. You can go to coinsinthekingdom.com to learn more about the event. Just because it's Saturday night doesn't mean this is almost over. This is happening all day tomorrow. There's a lot going on. Go to coinsinthekingdom.com. We'll look forward to seeing you out here. And if you can't make it, well, too bad. You can just keep listening to Free Talk Live because we'll be broadcasting live tomorrow night. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Now remember, just because we're kind of focusing on all things Bitcoin here this evening doesn't mean you have to. You can still comment on whatever you would like to discuss here this evening. We bring in on our third microphone a special guest. Doug Scribner is with us here, a longtime listener and supporter of Free Talk Live. It's always fun to come out to these events and meet Free Talk Live listeners, and there are a number of them here at Coins in the Kingdom, which is, you know, it's cool to meet new Free Talk Live listeners. You, Doug,
right,
have been around, and bring that mic up real close to you there. There you go. So, anyway, you've been listening for a long time, since back when we were in Florida
days, right? Yeah. You guys turned, I got turned on to you guys so long ago, Florida days. Pimping the Free State Project. I followed your move up here. I was so excited to hear about it. And ever since, just big fans. I'm a platinum gold amplifier.
You're awesome. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You are.
It's because you're awesome, dude.
For listeners who been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they may know you as Smoothie Doug.
Doug, Smoothies by Doug.
Also Ms. Porcupole.
The first inaugural Ms. Porcupole.
That's right.
That's right. But I think that was it 2011 Buzz's first big gay dance party?
I don't remember when that was.
It was 2011.
It sounds plausible.
It does. It could have been 2010.
Could have been 2010.
Yeah, exactly. So I did the move. Michelle Seven taught me a famous move upside down. I can't talk about it.
It's a stripper pole.
It's a stripper pole.
Basically, yeah.
Right, exactly.
And you rocked it.
Thank you. I got pictures to prove it.
So you've got something new going on here, but let's talk a little bit about this event. I mean, this isn't your first Bitcoin rodeo, right?
I went to the first Bitcoin conference in, one of you guys were at, too, in San Jose. Yep. It was pretty cool. A little stuffier. This is a little
more businessy, yeah, for sure.
Right.
For sure.
We got kids running around here.
Yep.
Total funness. And then
fun is mandatory here. I don't know if you heard about that.
It is. It's voluntary. It's not sure I'm going to take that. But yeah, went to lunch.
It's a contract. You come to the event, you agree to have fun. That's voluntary.
I guess I paid for that. I agree to that contract.
Right.
Well, I'm holding up my end of the bargain then.
So you were saying about this event, you're enjoying it.
Very much so, yes. And making a lot of contacts, meeting old friends and new friends, which is always what we like to do here. So
that's what this is really about. It is about meeting people. It's about meeting the doers, the movers and the shakers, and also total newbies. I mean, there's a guy came in to the vendor area today where I was all day working the Free State Project table. He says, I live in Orlando, heard about this event a week ago. I know nothing about Bitcoin. I said, well, you've come to the right place. You know, because if you don't know anything about Bitcoin, everyone here is willing to tell you about it.
Yeah.
You know, they're more than happy. Welcome.
Evangelist.
You know? Yeah, please,
right.
Let's tell you about Bitcoin. In fact, let's get you set up with a wallet. You were doing that last night in the bar here at the hotel.
I got our waitress to take Bitcoin last night for tips.
That was so cool.
In a matter
by the
of
way.
Like 5 minutes, she had $17.
Yeah.
People who didn't even order drinks from her giving her money.
Yeah.
Because they're so cool.
You got her to set up this Bitcoin wallet on her cell phone, the Mycelium wallet.
Correct. My favorite wallet.
I like the blockchain wallet, but you know, Mycelium, hard to spell. It's hard to spell.
True. It sounds like a germ.
Yeah, it sort of does. But she's hopping around and she's busy. She finally got a moment to come over, take a moment. Doesn't take long to set these Bitcoin wallets up.
Nope.
You know, the only thing that takes time is for you to go to the Play Store or the Apple, whatever it is.
App Store.
Punch in the name of the wallet and then download it, and then you're good.
Yeah.
Open it, and that's it.
Right. Any email required? No.
Mycelium one.
No. Any social security number required? No.
Now, with the blockchain wallet, they ask you for an email.
Right.
It's helpful to put that
in
there.
It is helpful.
Because then they can send you the backup, and, if you lose your phone,
I can attest to that.
And all that.
Indeed.
She pulled up the wallet on her phone, you pulled up the QR code, and you were like yelling out to the bar, hey, she's got Bitcoin wallet.
Everybody, tip our waitress, she's got it tonight. She's at the restaurant tonight, in fact. We'll help her a little more here, maybe.
I will do that.
Right.
And Mark, you grabbed your phone. I grabbed my phone out, and yep. You know, like you said, before you know it, what was it? $17.
I was waiting to tip her because yep. I had already, you know, gotten some right. a drink or whatever, and I wanted to tip in Bitcoin and you know be a bit more generous. So welcome yeah. to the world of Bitcoin.
Right. All right. Yeah, she got $17 within 5 minutes.
Did she give you any feedback later?
I want to talk to her tonight. She okay. wants to go buy gift cards, and yep. now she can afford it on Gift, GYFT.
All right, so Doug, what you got going on here? You're pimping something.
I'm pimping, man. For years, you know, since I got into Bitcoin, I'm thinking, what can I do to make money in Bitcoin besides buying and holding it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a videographer in a previous life. I work in the video industry now at Video Guidance in Minneapolis. And I thought, oh, can I bring these two together? So I looked around for a paywall for video. That you pay Bitcoin to launch a video. And I didn't find anything really that was out there that's been developed, that's talked about too much. So I talked to a developer friend of mine, and we started brainstorming, and he built a test bed in a matter of a couple of weeks. Hooked up with my old writing partner, Mark Hilgenberg, who helped me write the Harry Brown and the South Park commercials. And we started realizing, this is huge, man, for someone to be able to pay... To do micropayments with Bitcoin, mm-hmm. which is something less than a dollar.
People have always said Bitcoin's good for this, but I've never seen it implemented anywhere.
I haven't either. So we finally found a way to do this, and we hooked up with a charity provider. So now, I'm going to give you the example, okay? Rock and roll band, they're playing in their local city of Minneapolis. They've got 2,000 people on their mailing list, but they can't make a dime because they're paying in bars, which doesn't pay. They're replaced by DJs half the time. And
so the music business is tough.
It is. In L.A., it's pay to play. I used to do that gig.
Yeah.
So they need to raise money. They can go to Kickstarter, but they can't do a bunch there. But now they can have this platform where five guys in the band, keyboard, drum, guitar, bass, right? They all sing. They can now do a cheap little video, put it up on our platform, and say, hey, guys, watch my video for 29 cents and give it to all your friends. When we raise enough money, we can go and record studio time. We can get the music video.
Mm-hmm.
We can buy a new guitar.
And if they're fans, they'll probably pay it, right?
Well, and that's the thing. This is really geared towards super fans,
uh-huh.
which are going to be the crazy people who are always by the CDs at every show. They're there already. They're going to watch the video multiple times. They're going to give it to their friends to watch the video. And we have a charity processor through Do A Bit Of Good. So every video will automatically support a charity also. So that's kind of like, not only do you get to watch our music video, not only do you get to help us with our funding, we're going to send 25% to Sean's Outpost.
Now, you were telling me the other night, this is pretty cool because you could make more at this than YouTube.
That's right. And YouTube... God bless them.
Because it sounds small time, 9 cents, 20 cents, what
right.
is that?
Right, exactly. But now YouTube, you know, they gave us a platform for talented people to expose their talents. But they're not really rewarding those talents. You hear the stories about the few YouTube millionaires out there. But 10,000 views on YouTube will get you $50 to $100. 10,000 views on our platform, thousands of dollars, even if you only charge 21 cents.
It's exciting, and it hasn't launched yet, but the site's up.
Site is up.
MyBit.com. Go and get signed up and check out more as time goes on. I'm sure we'll talk about it again in the future. There's more coming
good.
Up here from Coins in the Kingdom. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normally. Folks out there, please go to mymagicmud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. mymagicmud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Coins in the Kingdom in real life here at Walt Disney World. I'm very excited to be here. I love coming to these Bitcoin events because it's just such an energetic vibe. And this one more so, I think, than as the last one was described. Not the last one, but the one prior to that, sort of this more businessy affair. This is not a businessy affair, although there's plenty of business being done here. There's a lot of neat products and services that are being pitched and talked about and available here, and there's connections inevitably being made. Business cards are being passed about. So all that's happening. But at the same time, there was a scavenger hunt going on today here at Coins in the Kingdom in the Wyndham Hotel and Walt Disney World property. And that's because there's kids here, Mark. So they had like a list of things that they had to go and find.
Right.
Including the Free Talk Live bumper sticker and the LRN.FM bumper sticker.
Yeah, they had to get them.
They had to come to the Free State Project booth where I was working during the day today. And what they had to get there was a picture of themselves holding the Free State Project mascot, the porcupine.
Oh, I see.
And I think maybe the Free State Project bumper sticker or whatever. So we actually... Did you know that Polaroids apparently are making a comeback? I didn't know this. They're not actually Polaroids, but Fujifilm has like a Polaroid kind of thing that they have now.
Okay.
And so they're brand new, like Polaroid-like cameras being sold in 2014. It was pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
So there were like instant photos being taken today at the Free State Project booth. So kids are coming up, they're collecting all this stuff, and there's this whole like thing going on for kids here. Right now it's definitely an adult party going on right now with a cash bar. Poker is happening as we're speaking, and I'm sure the socializing will continue late into the night, only to continue with more curriculum tomorrow. There's plenty of time for you to get out here. If you're in the southeast, if you're in the Orlando area, if you're anywhere in the vicinity, there's a guy, one of our listeners, he is a Free Talk Live amplifier, actually. He's a platinum amplifier dunker. He came out here on his bicycle. He didn't come from across town. He came on a 10-hour bicycle journey from Sebastian, Florida,
yeah,
to come up here and be at Coins in the Kingdom. So, I mean, that it gives you some example. There's another guy who's here from Vancouver.
He did not bicycle.
No, he didn't. But he got some hassles by the TSA at the border, and maybe we'll get him on the show to talk about that later on, or on another night, tomorrow night, because we'll be here tomorrow night. We'll be broadcasting live. You can come on out. You can watch the show and join us at coinsinthekingdom.com. All the details are there. I've been enjoying this. It's been a lot of fun. In fact, you always meet interesting people here, and while I was working at the Free State Project table, Sam Patterson came up and talked to me, and I said, well, of course, I had to ask him, what are you doing here, Sam? What's your gig? And he's doing Open Bazaar, which I had not heard of previously, but I have to say I'm pretty excited about it. Sam, welcome to Free Talk Live. Thanks for coming on our show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Now, Open Bazaar, I mean, what is it?
What we're doing is creating a decentralized marketplace for people to use Bitcoin without a middleman. So there's no fees. There's no censorship. It's a lot of trade currently happening right now is through a centralized marketplace like an eBay or an Amazon.
Okay.
And what we're doing is cutting out that service and allowing people to trade peer-to-peer directly.
So in a centralized marketplace, they're providing the service of connecting a buyer with a seller, and so they usually
charge. It's a valuable service.
They usually charge for that. There's usually some sort of percentage that that goes on top of every product on there. And that's tough, especially if you're doing business in Bitcoin, because we want the Bitcoin world to be more affordable to do business with, right? To where, you know, I was talking earlier about this, I think it was off the air, about how I was doing an interview with Doug Scribner. Actually, he was interviewing us before the show. And, you know, well, what can Bitcoin do differently, or the Bitcoin world? And I said, well, incentivize purchases. But if you have to keep paying out fees to all these people to do business, it doesn't make it a better deal in some cases to do business with Bitcoin. But if there's no fee to sell something to somebody else, then that could be a game changer.
Well, we hope it will be. Right now, if you're using something like eBay, for the seller, it often takes, it's about 10% between the eBay fees, between PayPal fees.
Yeah, it's annoying.
It's incredible. eBay seems to be, like, I don't know. For me, whenever I've sold anything on eBay, I'll slip into this sort of dark train of thought where I think that it's really a conspiracy to get people to work for less than minimum wage.
Yeah, and with our platform, the trade is happening directly between folks. So the overhead cost that eBay has to have all their servers running, to have all the people employed, right? They have to charge fees to make that up. That's how they make money, and there's nothing wrong with doing that.
Nope.
That's all cut out by Open Bazaar. So
how can you operate this with no fee? I mean, that just doesn't make sense. Like, the server costs money, right?
No, we don't have a server.
Uh-huh.
So it's very similar. We actually call it the baby of eBay and BitTorrent. So we have a network that's very similar to BitTorrent in that every user on the network downloads a node onto their local machine, and that node allows them to connect to the rest of the network.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of sharing files like BitTorrent, they're sharing product information.
So you're not actually going to a website.
That is
you're
correct.
You're using an app, basically, that
yeah.
connects you with the decentralized network that allows you to sell and buy products?
That's correct.
Wow. Okay. See, I didn't even realize that when I was talking with you earlier, because you have a website. It is Open Bazaar.
Yes.
With two A's, of course. OpenBazaar.org. That's not going to be it. That's just going to be maybe where you can download the software from.
Yeah. OpenBazaar.org is just, it's a landing site for people to find out more information, to find out media coverage about us, to find our GitHub. But the code is actually on GitHub. It's an open source project. Anyone can download it, configure it, play with it. You know, it doesn't cost anything to run. And yeah, there's no central website, no server, nothing that can be censored or controlled by an individual organization, just like Bitcoin itself.
So this is essentially something that could not be taken out by the government. Because even if the government were to take out your website, they could do that, right? Like, they could go and grab your
server. Of course,
server,
yeah.
But that's not going to stop the Open Bazaar.
No.
Because the software is free, it's open source, it can be copied anywhere and hosted anywhere and downloaded by anybody, right?
In that sense, it's very much like the BitTorrent network, where...
So,
yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. I get where you're coming from, but now that we're, it's beginning to dawn on me. What if I decide to sell something that's, you know, less than legal on your?
It dawned on me earlier.
Well, it would for Ian.
Right.
So what if somebody decides to sell something? You know, I'm going to go into the marijuana business, and I'm going to use Open Bazaar to do it. How do you?
No, it's a good question, and we get this type of question all the time. So, to be clear, the goal of the project, we did not launch this in order to be like the next Silk Road.
Right.
That
would be a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, the goal is basically to allow people to engage in free trade with each other directly, without fees, and it can't be censored by a particular organization.
Yes.
Now,
and that includes Open Bazaar, right?
Yes,
there's
that's
no moderator
true.
That can.
That is correct.
Control this.
Now. We are creating a reputation network that allows people to rate each other and to give reviews to each other, to keep people honest
on
the network.
Excellent.
And if you don't want to participate in trade of those types of goods, you can push that to the side and you won't see that and you won't participate in that. So the goal is not to create a market for that, and there are ways that, you know, users won't even see that sort of thing. So you can use it just like you would an eBay or an Etsy or any of that sort of thing.
So there's going to be like a search engine within
this.
You'll be able to search listings, browse listings, that kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah, that's actually really difficult to do on a decentralized distributed system.
Yeah.
So we're working through how that works now. But yeah, search is going to be the primary way we expect people to find goods on the network. You can also go directly to someone's store if you have basically a link to view the store. But yeah, search is really dicey, but we're getting there.
Wow. Okay. And obviously, this is going to be back. You know, people will be able to sell and buy things with Bitcoin. What about other altcoins? Or will it be only Bitcoin?
So we've been approached by a lot of altcoins to try to integrate into the platform. And what we usually tell folks is, we have nothing against using altcoins on the platform, but right now we really want this to be valuable for the Bitcoin community.
Excellent.
And really, it's hard enough to do that we have to get Bitcoin perfect first.
Makes
and
sense.
Then work on another stuff. So, but it is open source, so anyone can go to the GitHub right now, they can fork it, and they can put their altcoin in it and run the network. They don't have to use Bitcoin if they don't want to.
So, I want to know more about this. If you can you hang with us for a little bit?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Sam Patterson. Our toll-free number, by the way, 855-450-FREE. Sam is from Open Bazaar. I love the tagline, let's make trade free. Very cool. They're creating a free market for the Internet that cannot be shut down, which, of course, I'm sure many of our listeners appreciate that idea. We'll come back with more. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live from Coins in the Kingdom.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here. We still can sneak your phone call in if you dial right now at 855-450-FREE, but the night has been thus far dedicated mostly to the wonderful, imaginative, brilliant people here at Coins in the Kingdom. And we've only scratched the surface for you. I mean, we've had a handful of guests in the studio here tonight. There were, as at my count, well over 120 people here at one moment, right? So they've sold over 300 tickets to this event. That doesn't include walk-ins. And tonight, during the keynote speech, there were a solid 120 people in here at the very least. That I counted. And so, you know, you're going to see even more people showing up tomorrow. Coins in the Kingdom is here at the Wyndham Hotel in Walt Disney World. And it is the very first ever Coins in the Kingdom. I'm grateful that we have been invited to be a part of this. So Mark and Ian here with Free Talk Live. Our website, freetalklive.com. I don't even know if we've mentioned that tonight. I've been so distracted by this event.
Another thing I meant to mention is how to get a free pound of coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. You just go there. You sign up for the subscription. You can cancel it at any time. Try the free, delicious pound of coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. And if you continue to get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, you'll be helping to support us in supporting people through Kiva. We're taking some of the profits, we're turning them into microloans through Kiva.org, and we're helping people around the world get a hand up out of poverty, and I'm really excited about it. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
So And something else that's exciting is just all of the buzz around this event. I mean, just what's happening here, so many different cool technologies happening. And from a liberty-minded perspective, by the way, almost everybody here seems to be either a libertarian or very sympathetic or friendly towards the ideas of liberty. So that's always refreshing. But, you know, what we've heard tonight, we've got the gentleman from storage on earlier, Sean Wilkinson, talking about a way to keep your files in the cloud, but out of the hands of the state, out of the hands of the mega corporations, and actually profit from it at the same time by giving up some of your own storage space. That technology hasn't been come out yet. Open Bazaar is, as we're talking with Sam Patterson here, about this technology. Again, not yet released, but on the cusp. It's coming soon. And so these are really cool technologies that can protect you from the government. And of course, I know a lot of our listeners appreciate that. Open Bazaar allowing you to sell and buy products without a central middleman, without any sort of facilitator whatsoever. It's the software that will be this, connect you to a decentralized network, much like file sharing, much like, you know, the Bitcoin network. Decentralized meaning that there is no central server. It requires people to be in the network to be participating in this. And of course, the more people are in there, the more valuable and useful it becomes, and the less likely it'll ever be taken down by any sort of government agency. So Open Bazaar is going to allow people anywhere in the world to sell anything they want, from what I understand, and there's no fees involved in that, so you get to take more of the profit back to wherever you need to take it back to, and, you know, there's no middleman in the middle. There's no censorship whatsoever. I have to say, Sam, this is pretty exciting. When is the world going to see, and you probably don't know for sure, but when are we going to see a beta or something like this that people can actually get their hands on to try this out?
Well, the good news is it's already out there.
Really?
Yes, it is. We were actually a fork of an original project by Amir Takai back in April. He won a hackathon in Toronto with this project, but he was not going to continue development. So we forked it.
So he came up with the idea and said, here you go, and
yes.
You took it over.
Yeah, and so Brian Hoffman, who's actually our lead developer, he forked the project, meaning he just copied the code, renamed it Open Bazaar, and we have done development ever since. So from April up until the end of August, it was just basically a lot of coding, obviously, to get this up to snuff. And then we released an open beta at the end of August, beta 1.0. And then at the end of last month, so just a few days ago, we released beta 2.0. So actually, we have people on the network using it right now mostly for testing, but there are people doing legitimate trades as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I jumped to a conclusion. I was on openbazaar.org, and I didn't see download at the top. But is it if you scroll down to the blog where it says launching Open Bazaar beta 2.0? Is that where I would get this from?
Yeah, so really, you're going to get it from GitHub. At this point, it's not easily installable. So as an early beta, it's for people who have a little more knowledge of...
You have to take the code and basically compile it? Is that
Yeah, more or less. So basically what you need to do is clone the GitHub repo. And there's a blog post on our
programmer stuff. Like, you got to be
There's a tutorial that I wrote on the blog. It just says a guide for beta testers.
Okay.
If you go, it's step by step.
Step by step.
It shows you exactly how to do it.
How long is it going to take me? If I want to jump into this and fool around with Open Bazaar.
As long as there are no errors, and we're trying to make sure there are very few of those.
That's
how it goes. It probably should take about 15 minutes to get it installed on your computer. Yeah.
How many products? I mean, when's the last time you logged in? Can you see, like, what the total number of products is?
Yes. Well, not products, but you can see the total number of stores that are on the network. Basically, other people running nodes.
Yep.
And
so there could be an unlimited amount of products in one store.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so today I was displaying it. We have a booth here. I was displaying the product to others. And there were, I think, probably 35 to 40 stores on the network right now. And, you know, each of those has... Well, a lot of them don't have any products. They're just testing, testing out the software. But ones that do may have, you know, two or three.
What do you... And okay, so, like, if you're starting a store, obviously it's something where... I mean, I'm just going to guess here. It could be anonymous as far as, like, who the seller is.
At this point, it's ClearNet. So your IP address is, you know, is visible to the network.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not anonymous. And I mean, you can... do a store name that, of course, is not your name, right? And most people do. But it's not anonymous to anyone who's really watching at this point. Now, down the road...
Unless you're using some kind of VPN.
Well, that's right. You could be behind a VPN. But down the road, we plan on integrating something like Tor, possibly I2P, to give people more privacy. But at this point, no, it's ClearNet.
Interesting. I think it's very
exciting. That's the value of having a VPN, and that's why we use ProXPN.
Well, yeah, I mean, VPNs are nice, but, you know, technically the VPN still knows who you are, right? So, you know, if you want true anonymity, you would want to, you know, use something like Tor.
Oh, yeah.
I would think.
Yes.
So what's the next step here with OpenBazaar? What's coming next?
So what we're doing is rolling out betas every month. Mm-hmm. At the end of each month, we're launching a new beta. We have a really good development team who is trying to tackle the most urgent issues, you know, each time a new release comes out, and then include that feature in the new one. Right now, the biggest issues we're facing are basically going through and trying to have unit testing for all the code, which basically just means any code we write in the future is going to more easily integrate and be a lot better. And when people join our project and help us out, mm-hmm. which if you're a listener and you are a developer, we'd love to have you come look at the code and come check it out. It's going to be a lot more easier to get the ball rolling. It's going to be more secure. This is really in some ways a security product. And so we want to make sure that the code is, you know, sterling. So we're really focusing on that right now. There's a lot of refactoring going on, making sure we have all the bases straight. But then the next, some of the big features are, one is a Windows build. We want to make sure Windows folks can use the product as well.
Is it only for Linux right now? I missed that.
Right now, Linux and Mac.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If Linux or Mac, you can run it. Windows, you can if you're really good at what you do, but yeah. It's okay. Pretty tough. And then getting search working correctly. And then one of the things we're really excited about, we actually just put a teaser video out, which you can find on the Bitcoin subreddit and our website, is a user interface update, which is going to come out in beta 4, which is in the end of November. Mm-hmm. But we have a really good product designer who just joined the team about a month ago, and he's put out some amazing prototypes. So it's going to be as easy to use. Our goal is to make it as easy to use to as an Etsy or you know, Amazon,
sell
eBay.
Your own stuff.
I mean, exactly. I mean, it's going to be real simple use.
I love it. I have to say, this is, you know, of everything I've heard of so far at the conference, this may be the most exciting
it's
technology.
It's exciting. It's revolutionary.
Thus far. What's realistic? I mean, timetable. When are we going to see a Windows downloadable, just double-click, install the sucker kind of file?
So maybe what you're really asking is, like, when are we at the point where the average user
yes.
can easily get this thing running and sell stuff on it?
Yeah, are we a year out from that? Half a year? What's
you know, it's hard to give a definitive timeline.
You
we originally
yeah.
wanted at the end of the year to have something like that. I think it's going to be later than that. So mm-hmm. now probably in, you know, March, April, we're going to have something close to that. But I can't give a definitive timeline because no one has done what we're trying to do. There's some
yeah.
really difficult technical challenges.
It's open source. Nobody's working for paychecks.
Nope. That's right.
You guys aren't even getting a sandwich out of this. How can somebody support you with, like, you know, Bitcoin contributions to help buy some food or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that?
On OpenBazaar.org, we have an official donation address.
Okay.
And but even more importantly, though, I mean, we love donations, of course.
Yep.
But is developers coming, checking our code, helping us out.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Hey, thank you, Sam, for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate it. Definitely interested in following this along as time goes on. And I imagine there's, like, an email list or something I can join on openbazaar.org.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. It's been Free Talk Live. We will be back tomorrow night from Coins in the Kingdom, the very first ever Bitcoin party / conference happening in Walt Disney World's Resort. It's not too late for you to get down here. All day tomorrow, there's speaking things going on. Kids are going to be here doing kid stuff, and it's just going to be a blast. And I'm sure tomorrow night will be fun as well. The party continues on until who knows when in the morning here at the Wyndham Hotel in Orlando. Join us over at coinsinthekingdom.com and join Free Talk Live online at freetalklive.com. You have a great night.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Talk Radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.